I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
Bob Diamond is full of energy and enthusiasm. He likes taking risks. He's determined. He knows what he wants and goes for it. He's fearless, cheerfully taking on a job he has little experience of. He speaks relatively simply. He's been known to throw tantrums. He's greedy and always wants more. I've never met him, but on the strengths of what I've been reading about him, I'm absolutely confident he's going to make an excellent new chief at Barclays. This is because he accords perfectly with a brand new theory of leadership that is surprising, radical, yet utterly compelling. This theory says that the best CEOs are just like toddlers. Until last week, I'd always thought it was the worst CEOs that had so much in common with two-year-olds. Both groups tend to swagger around with a wide-legged gait. Both say mine a lot and are exceedingly bad at sharing. Both have short attention spans, both lack common sense and have issues with listening. CEOs and toddlers are also hazy about the existence of other human beings, tending to view them as objects. They both inspire fear in the hearts of their handlers. And anyone who has observed how toddlers behave on aircraft will realise why it's a good idea for CEOs to travel in private jets. But then I was sent a message putting me right. Toddlers, it argued, are not negative role models, but have the perfect range of skills to run public companies. This discovery was made by Nicholas Brann, a former banker whose third child was just about to become a toddler. He'd been dreading this stage, so to get himself into a better frame of mind, he'd sat down and made a list of the good things about young children. When he'd finished, he noticed something strange. Each of the positive traits that he remembered from his toddlers were the same traits in the best CEOs he'd worked for over the years. His list, which includes many of the characteristics that Mr. Diamond seems to have in spades, goes like this. Toddlers are full of energy and enthusiasm. You can't beat a toddler who's really into something and going for it 100%. Toddlers are natural risk takers. They throw themselves into climbing down the banisters in the boldest, bravest fashion. Toddlers are persistent. When told not to smear jam on a DVD, they'll wait a couple of minutes and then do it again. Toddlers are inquisitive. They'll not be fobbed off with a stock reply, but go on asking, why, why, why? Toddlers are creative. Their felt-tip drawings on walls and sofas betray the liveliest imagination. And they also have great interpersonal skills. They're good at thawing the hardest heart with hugs and sloppy kisses. This list is a splendid start, but I feel there are more traits that the finest CEOs share with two-year-olds. They're assertive and jolly good at saying no. They're not hamstrung by inhibitions. They'll march straight up to someone and say, "Who are you?" They're good at making decisions. They don't need Malcolm Gladwell to tell them to trust their instincts. I realise that this is just scratching the surface. There is material here for many leadership books. In fact, it's a mystery that none have yet been written, when you think of how many books there are on the leadership lessons from tribal warfare, orchestras, boxing, mountaineering, even on beekeeping. I suspect the reason management thinkers have avoided the parallels with toddlers is that it upsets their faith in the idea that leadership is an endless journey of improvement or lifelong learning. The toddler theory says the reverse. Good leaders have the right skills already. The trick is to avoid dulling their edges with too many civilised niceties picked up along the way. There is one final way in which the toddler is a great role model for the CEO: language. Toddlers say what they mean and say it simply. They never feel tempted to dwell on paradigm shifts or value stacks or synergies. In this area, too, Mr. Diamond shows promise. When the British government said he couldn't buy Lehman's assets, he expressed himself with great clarity in an email. "Couldn't have gone more poorly. Very frustrating. Little England." In fact, there is only one thing that's wrong with Mr. Diamond. It's not, as was widely said last week, that he is the unacceptable face of banking. It's that, at 59, he's about 56 years past his peak.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.